many, many areas of the first four malachas. We have more to go, but thank God we made a very good haskala. Today, our goal, I have to set goals, right? Our goal is to start the malacha of Mechatech and try to, as much as we can, to finish the malacha of Kosev, introduce the distinction perhaps of Tzoveya, and it's going to also, maybe if we have time, talk about Psegration, which comes up a few times during today's year. Okay, the first thing is to open up a Gemara. Madab Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. So we'll start with Kuf Gimel Amad Aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Asmol amai, or ain't there a tzibu b'kach? Who wants to answer the mission? Our answers that were interesting. Hamani Rabbi Yossi, double ochivu sheyosos elamishim roshem. The reason Yechayim is not because of Kosev, because of roshem. Zot Rashi. Hamani Rabbi Yossi, lo boy ksiva el roshem bi'alma, uvesmol lo roshem yahava. Look, what's Roshan mean? You know, the guy is just writing, not writing a letter. To write a letter, you have to have dexterity. You have to have, you know, the right hand. Stop to draw, whatever, some the doodle, if you will. Just write something which has no real meaning. Roshan, you know, puts a, whatever happens, whatever comes out, that can be done left-handed as well. Question we raised was, wait a minute, if he, in fact, was doodling with his left hand, good. He's writing two letters with his left hand. Rabosai, who in this room is a lefty? Let's start with that. We have a number of lefties, so please don't answer this question. The majority are righties. When's the last time you wrote a letter with your left hand? Can't even remember. Now I'm lefties. When's the last time you wrote a letter with your right hand? You did?
Once.
I can see it. The kids, so we don't do these things. That means it's Shalom Kederech. So it's Shalom Kederech, Rabosai. Then why in the world are you chayav? You see from this Gemara, an inescapable conclusion that when if someone does an action, which is not a normal action, but it's the normal way of fulfilling that malacha, he is chayav. That's our Gemara, black and white. You can't argue with it. It's an inescapable conclusion of our Gemara. Can't help it. And that's what it says. That's what it says. There seems to be no way out of this reality. Okay. So if that's what it says, that's what it says. We'll accept it, because that's what it says. Fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, you have to understand that there are some seemingly contradictory Gemaras. A Gemara said the Bechoros, on the Chofeim at base. What does it say on Bechoros, on Chofeim at Aleph, rather? What does it say there? Gemara Rashi, Bechoros. If you want, you see some stuff here. Okay. So, what does it say there? The Gemara is talking about the malacha called gozeis. Gozeis is to shear the wool of a sheep, which is normally done with scissors. Okay? What if someone plucks the wool out of the sheep's body? Potter. That's not the way you do it. Okay? It's not normal. What happens if somebody plucks a feather from the wing of a bird, says Rashi, chayav, for this urche, the normal way, on the contrary, so if you pluck feathers, you don't shear them off with instruments, with scissors, you pluck them off with your hands, what do you see? The same exact malacha, gozeis. If you're talking about the typical gozeis, which is, you know, the wool of a sheep, then if you use your hand, you pluck it. If you are plucking the feather, then you be chayav. What do you see from this? You don't depend upon the malacha as a general rule. This malacha, either you pluck it, it's either kedak or shalom kedak. No, depends upon the particular circumstance. If you did a normal act or an abnormal act. If you pluck wool, it's abnormal. If you pluck a feather, it's normal. You see from here, both sides, to the contrary. You see that it's considered to be, it should be dependent not upon whether this particular malacha is done this way normally, or whether you did an act which is considered to be normal. So then, how in the world do you say pshat over here? The spirit two gemaras between gemara Shabbos Kuf Gimel depend upon the malacha, and Shabbos and Bechoros Chafeis depend upon the action. That's the kash. So to make a long story short, we spent quite a bit of time on this Nakuda. The answer is, look, the default position is, you did a malacha, Yechayev. Yechayev. Every malacha has to be malachas machshemes, derived from the Mishkan. If what you're doing is either, one of two things, it's either the normal way, it's either a normal action, such as the case of plucking a feather, or, listen carefully, it's an abnormal action, but it's a normal way to do that malacha, either of those two is considered kedarko enough to be called malachas machshemes yechayev. Either it's a normal action, you know, it's not the normal way to do the malacha, plucking feathers, or it's an abnormal action, writing two letters, but it's normal way to do the particular malacha, called roshem, called rabiosi. Either way, you'd be chayev. That's what it comes at. In point of fact, at first glance, this seems to be an inescapable conclusion. Yet, there are poskim which seem to disagree. You can't disagree with Gemaras. What are the poskim fighting about? Well, let's segue into the next malacha, which is kosev. A big fight amongst the poskim, the Gedolia poskim. If someone opens and closes the book, which has letters on the outside, so if you open, it's the problem of mochik. If you close, it's the problem of kosev. So many poskim say, Bava Mervav and others, it's called kalachayad, abnormal. Whereas others say, well, kind of abnormal. It's as normal as anything. You open and close a book. That's perfectly normal. Now, at first glance, the second opinion is emes v'yatziv. The second opinion has to be right. That even that this particular action, which is a normal action, is chayav, even though it's not the normal way to do the malacha. What is the source? You pluck a feather, you're chayav, even though it's a normal action, even though it's not a normal way to do the malacha of goats, which you usually do with scissors and you're shearing the wool. What will the Dalai Lama do with Beferesh and Gemara? So we answered, Rabbi Osei, and our answer, we think, is one line, although he didn't amplify it sufficiently. I think it's what he means. The Sefer called the Nesiva Shalom. Not the one that Dov quoted today by the Slot of Rebbe, but the Nesiva Shalom by Rabbi Gelber Shlita, co-author of Orchel Shabbos, and which he's, I think he means this. If he didn't mean it, then we mean it. So you judge for yourself and look inside. Like this, Rabbi Osei. If you're doing an action, which is the Malacha directly, Choros Chafei, which is, Rabbi Osei, a normal action, you would be chayav, even though it's not the normal way to do the malach. That's clear. I can't argue with the Gemara. However, the Gemara Rav is referring to a case of a psik resha. What does psik resha mean? What are you doing? You're closing a library book. What's wrong with that? The problem is, just so happens, it says Mendel got us from the library on the outside. Gewalt. So if I close the library book because I want to keep the book closed, which you always keep the books closed, as an incidental result, but it's inevitable, the words Mendel got us from the library got to be formed on the side of the book, or in fact erased if I want to open the book. So here, on both sides, we have an interesting situation. Yet normally, if I pluck a feather from the bird, we consider it to be lechas machshavas. You know why? I did a normal action. It's an abnormal way of doing gozei. It's too bad. Mefurishim or yechayv anyway. But over here, Rav Osei, if you want to focus on the normal action, the action itself is harmless. Closing a library book. We are lamdanim. We know, as we're going to get to discuss in great detail today or tomorrow, that psik resha can be construed as what we call chad maisa, which means I do action A, but if result B is an inevitable result of action A, so it's considered to be as if I did A, B. It's all one big thing. Oh, so now we make the following observation. He closes the book. Closing the book is, of course, a perfectly normal act. However, the closing of the book is in itself a harmless act. Nothing. The only reason why closing a book is considered to be a problem on Shabbos is because it says on the side, Mendel got us for library. And we're going to view the closing of the book and the writing of the words Mendel got us from the library as one action. Oh. Once you say that, Rabbi Osei, it's not sufficient to say look, he's doing a normal act. Because a normal act is innocuous. You have to take into consideration the result of that normal act, which is the other act, which is conjoined to it. It's considered to be one, chad maisa. As from the perspective of that act, which is an act of writing, it's not a normal way to write, to close the book. That's not a normal way to write. So you're forced to take the malacha into consideration, because that's the only way to get from an innocuous act to chibuch integration. Right? Pull a feather off the out of the bird. So look, they're a normal act. You go, you're chai right away. But if I just close the library book, that's an innocent act. You want to get me, nab me, if you will, because it's also considered an act of writing. Oh, it's considered somehow an act of writing to some kind of lumbus of trick ratio. Now let's think about the writing. Is it writing in a normal fashion? The answer is no. So therefore, the Dagomir Rav is able to say that's considered to be an act of kalachaya. And the others, the Ramah, others disagree. They say, no, don't give me this fancy lumbus of segregation. They hold this to consider. But chaving on B, or whatever else, they just disregard this nekuda. Rabbo said, that's the quick review. It's the kids and nimrits. We came out based on Shabbos, Kupim, and Choros Chafei. That there are two ways of Kupim, Kupim, and Machshevs. Either it's a normal act, or it's a normal violation of the malam. Either one. And now the word, the normal violation of the roshim, it's an abnormal act. Choros Chafei, it's the other way around. It's a normal act, not a normal way to do the malam. Only possible dispute is in the case of closing a library book or the equivalent. It's a machlok, it's a goli apostle. Some say it's considered to be kilach hayad, IY, it's a normal act. The answer is no. Here, psikresh, you have to take into account the malacha which the normal act leads to. And the perspective of that malacha, it's abnormal. That's why there can be distinction between the introduction of today's shir, very important, yisodos, with respect to the definition of kilach hayad. Let's, in fact, move off this particular introduction and get right to it, to the issue of opening and closing books on Shabbos. What's the status? Mutter or us? So there are three different ways to be mapped this. The most technical one, we already made allusion to, subsecretia. I have secretia also. Well, subsecretia below Nichole. And it's a single derabonim, it's a double derabonim. We'll get to this if we have a chance to say it or tomorrow. So on a technical basis, you can be mapped Chazanish. Wants to go to Amahalach, we mount it based on technical stuff. Okay. However, Rabbi Osai, there are too much for Lovdisha interpretations to be mounted. Again, Chazanish and Sroi can easily argue with. Nobsik Rashi Lovdichalei is Osir, you can find the Rabbanon is Osir. Maybe it's not really considered so much of the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon in general terms, not in particular terms. We'll get to this in Shemet Ruga. But there's a much more Lovdisha Vart, which is found in the Taz. And the Taz is basing himself on the Mefurish Gemara. Can't argue with Gemara, can you, right? On the Mefurish Gemara. Where's the Mefurish Gemara? Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Give a look. Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Towards the bottom, that's 10 lines. Kosev Osachas B'Tveria, Osachas B'Tzipori, Chayev. Ksivahi, El Shem Mechusar, Kareva. What do you see as the Taz from here? What's the Taz from here? Kareva is not considered to be a problem. Right? Not a problem. To quote the Taz verbatim, Lo'ovid Maisa Chodosh, Ki Aksiva Kvari Kayemes. Even though the top of the M and the bottom were separated, the top of the E and the bottom were separated from each other in the Mendel Gottesman, doesn't matter. It's Lechusa Kareva, it's nothing. The letter is still considered intact if they're separate from one another. Vilharaya. If you wrote one in Tveria, one in Sipor, you'd be chayev. So here too, you wrote the top of the Mendel you would, in Tveria, and the top of the Mendel in Sipor, presumably, you would also be chayev. Therefore, when you put them together, you're not doing anything. It's just Mechusa Kareva. The Kareva is meaningless. Says the Taz, you'll tell me, he's not aware of the opposition. You'll tell me, in the Gemara, there were two separate letters. Each letter was complete. Here, you only have half letters. So half letters are considered less than letters. And therefore, if you have two full letters, you're ready to kosev. And I just put it together, it's nothing. If you have half letters, two top M-E and the bottom of M-E, two separate only half letters, that's a garnish. A half letter is a garnish, as opposed to a full letter, which is something. Says the Taz is no distinction. It's all the same thing. You know why? No difference between one letter and a half a letter. The same way as you put there in a half a letter, it was a put there in one letter. Kosa shtei osios. This is a simple pshat of the Rambam. Simple pshat of the Rambam. It's going to come out l'chor according to this, Rav Osai, that one letter is not like someone, he cooked something l'chatzi grogers. No, that's a full malacha and a chatzi shir. Get an impression over here when it comes to one letter, if that's not considered a chatzi shir, considered a chatzi malacha. It's a chatzi malacha. Nothing. The Tosefta which says, Os achas is shvus. Tosefta beits a dollar out. Shvus means the rabbana. We pass the chatzi shir osam in a Torah. So apparently it's going to be called a chatzi malacha. Guy carries two amas out of four. It's a chatzi malacha and a chatzi shir. Okay, that's what it would appear that less than two letters is not considered to be a malacha at all. It's nothing, zero. If you look at Elazar ben Shaharis in the Ayin Gimel, I'm an Aleph. He seems to say something along these lines. Fine. That being the case, there's no distinction whatsoever between a half a letter and one letter. They're both a chatzi malacha. And therefore, the svara of the Taz is very, very strong. Abnezer is not such a big fan of the svara of the Taz. He wants to argue. He says, less than a letter is nothing. Less than a one full letter, either you can say it's taka osam in haTorah, it's a chatzi shira and a chatzi malacha. Even if not, chatzi letter is even less than one letter. Why? Because in other areas of halacha, there's a shem os, and a chatzi os is nothing. It's nothing. It brings rise from a particular tosefta. We're not going into his rise right now. Tosefta is a din of os, and call it Torah Kula. So half a letter is less than a full letter. That's what the other poskim say as well. So again, the Ramah says there's no distinction whatsoever between a half a letter and a full letter. They're both midrabbanan, based on the Tosefta, and therefore just add that the two separate letters, you put them together, it's nothing, because it's only Mechus HaKrever, nothing. So too, at the top of Mendel, the bottom of Mendel, split from each other, and you open the book and you close it on Shabbos, it's also nothing. That's the opinion of the Taz, and there are those who disagree. Abinader disagrees, Maamar Mordechai disagrees, and others disagree as well. Again, it depends in part on whether one letter is a chatzi shiasim in the Torah or a dinder abonah, which again seems to be machlokas. The Mishnah Berurah says it's one way, Abnei says another way. Not going into all the particular details. Okay, that's a machlokas right now. A machlokas. Mishnah Berurah says one letter is in fact chatzi shiasim in the Torah. Since Simon Shin Mem, Sim Kod Chol Beis, Os Dalet. So it's different. It's different. Others disagree, and they say one letter is nothing, it's a chatzi malach. Okay. This Rabbo said we had to talk about two svaras to be mat the closing and opening the library book. One is a technical one, Psegresha, Lo Nichale, maybe the Rabbonim, double the Rabbonim. And then there's a Molamdisha way. The reason you're allowed to close the library book and open it because you're not doing anything. Lechusa Krev Alav Klub. So all you did was separate one half a letter from another, like separate one letter from another, it's all the same thing, according to this understanding. Those who disagree say, no, you have no right to compare one letter to a half a letter. One letter is an entity. It didn't call it Torah Kula. Half a letter is garnished. Adka, not machlokes. But then, Rabbi Osai, there's a remarkable concept which is found in the Ramah. It's also found in the Prisha. It's not completely clear that they're really saying the same thing. The Ramah writes, quote, the keva the osri linol v'liftoach leka mishum mochek. The book is meant to be open and closed. So when you open it, you're just using the book. You're not going to view it as someone who erased the writing on the side of the book. No, you're just using the book. Using the book, this is I guess this year again. Right? Using it and open and close is like using not considered to be in the category of a malach. Now, The question is that what the Rambam meant in the Tshuva? So the Aruch HaShabbos is a long discussion. Says he doesn't mean that. He never said what the preacher said. The preacher said, like opening and closing a door. Open and closing a door, we know, we spoke about it yesterday. Had the gamma, Kisa Kalim. Opening and closing a door, that has no, that's nothing. You're just using it and not making it and breaking it, if you will. But the Ramah does not say that as an independent svar. The preacher says that. The Ramah seems to just throw this in as an extra sniff. In other words, number one, he's saying that Kirv Os is not considered kosher. Number two, just to add on, since it's meant to be done and undone, the book is going to be closed and open, it's even more cow. That's what an extra sniff which the Ramah throws it. The preacher, what does he learn? The Mefarshim asks against the preacher, since when, in every single malacha, are this rules like opening and closing Kalim? This is as follows, Rabbi Osei. He holds that a letter has to be one unit. One unit. Okay? If you put two parts of a letter here, one next to the other, with no connection whatsoever between them, it's not considered to be kosher. Oh, so the question becomes, so what's the problem with respect to the Mendel Goddess from Larbitz, spread over 100 pages in the side of the book? Everyone is separate. Says the preacher, no. The fact that they're all bound together in one book, that's what brings them together. That's the problem of kosher. Says the preacher, the solution to that problem is, yes, it's true that the book brings them together. All the pages are bound to the binding of the book, and now they come together. But the truth is, it's meant to be reopened. Don't leave the book closed the whole time. It's meant to be reopened. If it's meant to be reopened, that Chibur, that created when all the pages are attached to the binding of the book, is not considered to be sufficient, Rebbe Osei. Why? Because that's a connection, but it's only a temporary connection. You're ultimately going to undo it. Since you're going to undo it, it's not sufficient connection to make you chayim. So it would appear. In any event, Rebbe Osei, this is the yesod of the preacher. So we have three separate svaras, Rebbe Osei, three separate svaras to be matir, opening and closing library books. Let's chazer again. Chazanish is simply a purely technical matter of psikresha via the Rabbonon, maybe a double the Rabbonon. And then there's the opinion of the Ramah that moving letters close to each other is nothing. And it's told to half letters. And then there's the pre-show who says it's like opening and closing a door. We explain it's not an independent svar, but rather it's building on the according to the Ramah, it's not an independent svar. According to the pre-show, the reason why it works is because since you just put it near each other, you have to actually have to be mechuba. And sure, it's mechuba because the book is all connected to the binding, but since you plan to open the book again, it's not considered to be a sufficient chibur. Ad kan. There's a fourth svaro, which is part of the third svaro. It's ksav she'ena miskayim. Ksav she'ena miskayim. What do you mean miskayim? You can say it forever. Well, since you open and close it, it's not considered to be Dabar HaMiskayim. It's just another way to say the same thing. That's how some of the Mefarshim say it. And on a simple level, I would restrict this to a case of a library book, where the entire issue was an issue of Chibur Osios. It's like Melechas Chibur. And we said before, when we took the Estin, it was discussing kosher, a Chibur has to be permanent. But that guy takes ink and he starts writing, then possibly be Chayav, even though he's going to undo the writing at a later date, it wouldn't matter. Because he actually wrote. It's only in the case where he didn't write, he put things near each other, that this svara is applicable. Perhaps. Okay. Fine. There's an interesting question, which I think that it's clear in the Shuvas Ramah that I think it's correct, as opposed to what the Megillah Sefer suggested. What will happen if somebody writes two half letters here and two half letters there. He writes the top of the ME, he writes here, at the bottom of the ME, he writes there. What would the din be? So the Megillah Sefer suggests it's Potter. And therefore, we understand if you put the letters together, that would be Chayef. The question is, Is that really true? I thought, just if you took one letter here, one letter you'd be chayiv. You took two tops of letters here, two tops of letters there, you would also be chayiv. It seems to be a fairish in the Shuvah Saramah, which we spoke about, not going to read you again the Lashon this time around. Good. Now let's move our attention from the idea of books to the next issues of writing that apply even in our Jewish homes. No one ever wrote with a pen. What do you do with the scrabble and the puzzles? This kind of thing. What's halacha? This comes up, halacha l'maaseh. People have these things in their house on Shabbos. What do you do? What's the din? May you use it? May you not use it? So there are some posts, if you look at Shmir Shabbos, it sounds like he wants to answer scrabble, not regular scrabble, but called deluxe scrabble. Because deluxe scrabble, each letter is put into some kind of a setting. That's what he suggests, something along those lines. It seems to me that a portion that should be mutter, because here, even though they're in settings, they're not really attached to each other. So, on a simple level, what do you do? Put it near each other. So what? I don't see what the big deal is. That question should be put. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan, that some talk about, based on the Magen Avraham, if you sew letters, you embroider them, letters that already exist, you stick them. You know, if you see those old shuls, they have the rabbi's sermon, you know? The rabbi's sermon will be on this topic. Or even that, service is at 8:30. The guy goes on Shabbos and puts 8, puts 3, 8:30, would that be chayef? So the Magen Avraham seems to say maybe it would be chayef, probably it's the Rabbanan, putting things next to each other. That's only if they're very stuck, they're not going to move. The scrabble, you give one back, nothing falls apart. So I don't think that's considered to be a problem whatsoever. Mania's died. Puzzles are sometimes a different matter, because puzzles sometimes are very tight. They fit in pieces, the jigsaw puzzles. People think one fits into another. So what's the halacha? Let's go back to the original svaros we had before. All some of the svaros we had before. He didn't write anything. He didn't go to the Ramah. He just put the Taz. You put something, one thing next to another thing. So he did. Put one thing next to another thing. That's called the Taz svar. That's had the Gama. Put one letter next to another letter, put one picture next to another picture. Should be had the gamma. Half letter to half letter. So it's all the same thing. Half a picture, half a picture. According to the Talmud, should be had the gamma. According to the Prisha, should also be mutter. Because puzzles are made to be put together, taken apart, put together, taken apart. It's one of those crazy guys that puts them on the wall. I made a car, wow. The next 10 years on the wall. But that would be a problem if they're on Shabbos. But the people who use these days are most people. Back and forth, it should be. Should be mutter. I have a svara to be more make of my puzzles. Then, for example, when it comes to svara, and to be more machker. To be more makel, the following sense. A half a letter is garnished. Nothing. Because there's a shem letter. I swore that before. To say that about a half a picture, not so easy. A picture is not a chal shem. A picture. You just, the artist decided one day, he got up in the morning, he made a tall hat. Next day he wakes up in the morning, makes a short hat. So if I have a hat and a puzzle, and it's short, then I put the top part on top. It wasn't a hat before. It was a hat, I made it a big hat. V'chule, 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 there's no chal shem letters. Then we can argue, not as if you accept the svar of the Avnei Nezer, that a half a letter is garnished, as opposed to a full letter. That's why I wanted to ask for the library book. How do they say that a half a picture is garnish? Because there's no definition. There's no, whatever you do has meaning. This is, you're the artist. Somebody's impressionistic modern art, the whole thing is garnish to me. But there are people who pay millions of dollars for it. The eyes of the beholder. So therefore, whatever I have is not considered nothing. It's considered something. That's a sort to be makel for my puzzles when it comes to library books. The sort to be machmer, of course, is obvious. The library book, you're not trying to recommend the guy from the library. You're trying to read a book and close it. Here you're trying to create a certain picture with a puzzle. So therefore, it seems to me, although we again have quite a few, so we have three svaras to be making. We have the Taz, we have the Prisha, and my svara. But we don't have the svara of the Psik Resha. Because he really wants to put it together. So it's, again, you want to be Mahmer, you can be Mahmer. but there's certainly some room to be megal in the shaila. Many people say if you're under bar mitzvah, you can do it. If you're over mitzvah, you should try to avoid it. Everyone has their own psak halacha when it comes to these things. Fine. Moving right along. Let's have any questions. Speaking express, I apologize at the beginning. Go express. Yes? Again, there are three reasons why it may be permissible to open the books of the library. One is that all you've done is put one letter near another, and half is the same as the whole letter. That's the Taz story. The second is the Prisha, like opening and closing a door. It's like Shimush, it's not called Balaam at all. And the third is the Chazanish, and others, the Psegration, Lo Nichle, but they're at double Rabbon, and whatever, things are the same. That's another story, right? That's true. That's one of the Rabbanans. He said it's the Rabbanan. What's the Rabbanan? Shalom Kederach. Others disagree. Let's talk about before. Correct. Now, Rabosai, let's talk about the following situation. Listen very carefully now. We have Baruch Hashem, delicious mazonas right here on the table. Beautiful mazonas. Take a look what we have over here. The one I wanted to show you is gone. All the menorahs are gone. But still for 3 minutes. If anyone wants it, still 3 minutes. But the one I wanted to share was the fourth minute. That's gone. Why do I want to show it to you? I want to share a tzura. This is no tzura. It's just a piece of plain cheesecake. This is black and white. Black and white. Brown and white. So this is, what do you call these? Cinnamon. Something. Okay. It's still here if you want to tempt you. For Shmodish, feel free. Tomorrow you can still get it. Tomorrow won't be Rosh Chodesh, so just be plain Chanukah. Okay. Anyway, going back. So, what's in fact the status of certain writings which are placed on baked goods? It's very common. It's a matter of fact. It's discussed in the Mordechai. The Mordechai talks about it in Simon Shin. Samach test. Take a look. We haven't really seen much damage. We saw the Mark of Gimel Kuvdalet. Now our third source for today is the Mordechai. Take a look, please. Shin Samach test. In this modern print that we have, Oz V'Hodah, you'll find it on page Chofal. This is Rabbeinu Meir. Al ugos hatinokos shakos and alena osios vitevos. Ech ochlem osam hatinokos biyamtev. Heshiv, imishim mochik biyamtev. Leka yisura da rice of the mochik. Elamanas lichto. Can I meet him in Perak Klagot? We'll try to get to it later. Mi yisura da baranika. Uvetina gain lachosh, the kanok on the veil, and bezim suvan akrisho. Heked lo safin levi adak. Alright? So the Mordechai says it is a problem. Problem of mochik if you are. You know, eating the cookies or the cakes that have something written on them. This is linked to our discussion. Look at the big dayesha on the bottom. The kanir ali. Also, there's shem ala sefer shem ased bechutz ala dapim. Look, she yiftach also the Shabbos yisrael also it's meadodeh yidomadach bechika. That's what some say, as we saw before, a discussion of the various posts. You can distinguish between the two, because in the case of the of the book, they're separated pages, and here it's all one unit. All right, not exactly the same thing. Also, we can suggest, we can say there's a chiluk. What's the chiluk? Shani osio shema aruga. They're the separate pieces. When you close it, they put them together. And here, it's one big os going starting out. Okay, whatever it may be. Different shilas. Different shilas. Oh. Why would we be machmir? Because the sefer combines them. They're all connected to the binding, as we said before. So that's why Yesh Dizor. Okay. So that's why, in one way, an uga is more chamur, because it's one full letter which you're breaking, as opposed to the case of the letters on the side of the book, where it's many different units, each one of them is a small piece on a side of the page. On the other hand, the other distinction in the opposite direction is as follows. Here, if you open a library book, you consider it to be a moche. But I had said Mendel, M-E, they split it in half. So now it's you took away those two letters. How so? That's called erasing them. By dividing them, it's called erasing them. In the case of the cookie, you eat it up! You erased it. You ate it. There's nothing left at all. Or Sameach has a svara. Or Sameach says, what'll happen if you burn something and has letters on it? That's mochek. You burn the whole thing. That's not called mochek. So you had two of it. You ate the whole cookie. That's why it starts a cookie can be more chomer because it starts with a full letter. It can be more kal because it's just eating the whole thing up as opposed to dividing it into small pieces. As we mentioned before. Fine. It was interesting. The Dogon Meravala quotes the Mefurah Shigamara, Pesach Alam and Zayin. What does it say? It's mutter to the Yotzim to say tonight what's called Srikin Mitsuyorin, which means cookies which are in the shape of some kind of a drawing or some kind of a shape. How do you eat it? Mitzvah Baba Meira. My Meravala talk Lamatis. But you're also eating up with some kind of a shev, you're over in the Easter of Mochek. Teretz is not. It can't be. That's his raya that we have to be lenient in this case. It has to be. Right.
What
is the name of Lacha? Ochel Nevesh is Mutta, but that's only certain Malachas. I don't know if this Malacha is gonna qualify. That's a whole different story. So, again, the government goes in our cases. It's a psigresha, it's a makalkel, it's a kalachayad, don't there are bonan, ain't amanas lichtov. That's an additional din, that's not just makalkel, it's a local din. Yeah, a whole series of svaras which he gives, psigresha, there are bonan, he quotes a Mordechai, we're not going to go into right now, so we'll catch him perhaps a little bit later today, or again, tomorrow, depends on how fast we can go. But these are some of the considerations as far as an uga, the double is a famous suggestion. The Mordechai is a unique case. What he gave the case? Ugos had tinokos shekosel. What's tinokos? Well, what did they do then? He used to write a letter and give it to the kid when he came to the cheder. So he can, when he eats the aleph, when he swallows the aleph, the Torah should go into his head. What did he say? The way to a man's heart is through his stomach? Well, the way to a boy's head is through his stomach. When he'll eat up the aleph, someone's going to have some kind of a supernatural effect. The Torah's going to go into his head. Therefore, he wants the aleph. Well, he wants to erase the aleph. But stamkach, a guy's not in cheder. Some person's eating a cookie has no meaning whatsoever. So that's a suggestion given by the Dogon Meravava. The Mordechai is a unique case, and don't derive from it the other case. Yes, sir?
Just quickly, is it the kid who wants to eat the letter? Is it the parent?
Whatever it is, and then we sort of put them together. You're right, it's a good question. The kid doesn't know what's going on with halal. You're probably right. Anyway, this is this discussion. Again, an important discussion. Chazanish says, come on, the case of shaped matzis, that's not called erasing a letter. No, that's just, everything has a shape. I have these cookies I just showed you. I have a brown and white. So when I eat it, I'm over and eat some mochik. What do you mean? Before it's brown and white, now the moment the brown and white disappear. Everything has a shape. That's not called Nisar Mochek. That's ridiculous. That's not considered to be a letter. The cookie, the matzah, says M for matzah. You made any matzah in the shape of an M. M for matzah. Maybe S is Shur matzah. What does Shur say? Shur. Maybe you have other. But Yud for Yosha. You fill in your passis or P. You know, you have all kinds of letters. But that's. That's just what it looks like. A letter has to be superimposed on something else. That may be considered to be a letter, but not the thing itself is in the shape of a letter. That is really nothing. That's nothing. It has no halachic significance. It's considered to be zero, at least according to some authorities. Not everyone agrees. That's considered to be a nothing. Some say it's considered to be a big something, but again, some say that it is considered to be just, that's just its shape, just its shape, just its shape. Does not have any halachic status. This has no status whatsoever. These are various svaras to be mekil in this shaila that everyone agrees. What about if it says the name of the biscuit company in the biscuit? Do they have these things? What does it say? What's the most common these days?
Hershey bar.
Hershey bar. Same thing. Hershey bar. It says Hershey. Not the chocolate bar. What kind of status is that? So, there are those who say that it's potter. And those who say it's chayv. What's the shaila? So the Chazon Ish seem to say, if you have a matzah in the shape of a letter, the whole thing is one big letter, that's nothing. That's not an inscription, it's not a grave, that's the shape of this. It could have been square, could have been round, could have been a triangle. Happens to look at A, nothing. But if you have a Hershey bar, so you're engraving the word Hershey, or the old Fruman biscuit they used to have in Eretz Yisrael, so that would be chayv. That would be us, that's worse. That's worse. Others make a distinction between something which was engraved in the cookie or in the chocolate bar, that's mutter, as opposed to you wrote with icing on the top of it, that would be awesome. That's what many people say, that the Chazon Ish doesn't like that distinction at all. And therefore his family is machmir. And this is Karelis is machmir, all these shaylos, except for swallowing a pill which has the name of the Tylenol on the side. There are two reasons to be made on that shaila. One is his reason. You're not erasing it. It goes into your stomach. In your stomach, the gastric acids will erase the word Tylenol. That's not, you didn't do that. That sort of happened by itself. And the second one is, it's not erasing it. It's just, it's completely eliminating it. You're also mad. It's like burning it. It gets burned up inside. There's another two svaras to be made in this shaila. So now, Rabosai, we have to discuss a couple of other matters considering about the Easter of Kosev. And one of them, Rabosai, is the question of Ksav She'eno Miskayem. What's the halachic status, Rabosai, of Ksav She'eno Miskayem? Obviously, it's a serious question. We know that one of the requirements of Melech Makshev is Shmi Melech HaMiskayemes. How long? So actually, one of the sources is Kosev. The Rashi says, need to be forever, it's to last as long as a Sefer as a Chronos. So people normally keep things for that long. So whatever malacha you have, the post will say, it should be long enough for that malacha. You cook hot water, it's not going to stay hot. Doesn't matter. That's the normal way to cook hot water, to stay hot for a short period of time, and then to fade away, to become cold, or whatever. It all depends upon what's considered the longevity of that particular malacha, a discussion the person wrote on his hands with ink. So Rabbi Chaim, right, it's going to go disappear. It's long enough that some outside force is erasing it into this nature. This leads us to the critical question, halacha lemaisa. What if someone writes something on a computer screen? There are people in this room. People have pens in their writing. People have computer screens in their writing. Right, am I correct? It's about 50-50, just about. So who's writing and who's not writing? So the halacha, it seems, those who are using pen and paper are writing. We pass in the halacha that all ksav is a raisa. Ramah quotes the day of the Ruah, only ksav ashur is a raisa. We don't pass in that way. So those who are using pen and paper are writing, and it would be on Shabbos, we need to, it would be on these are the raisa kosev. But those who on the computer, it comes up on your screen, but that screen is nothing. It's only temporary. What the screen is, I'm told, depends on the technology, is there light shining? You press certain things on your keyboard, and I don't know how it works exactly, but somehow by magic, comes up an A, a B, a C. But that's only because the light is shining. Took away light away, it would disappear into thin air. That's not considered to be kosev ksav shamiskayim. And some say it's not kosev at all. Rabbi say, I ask you a serious shaila. You're allowed to walk in front of a mirror on Shabbos? Yes or no? Yeah. You're a kosev. Yeah. Before you walked in, the mirror was blank. Now they look in the mirror, it's a picture of you. So we assume that it's one time. Hashem. Okay? Why? It's just reflecting your image. So too, the A is a reflection of some ray, I don't know how this works, or light. That's what they call them. The terms, the technical terms that they use in the computer, it's a garnish. It's just like a reflection. So some say it's a reflection, even though they say it's more than that, they seem to agree it's at least a davar she'eino shel kayama. And we have a lot of pre-meds here. You end up having to write on Shabbos somehow in a pikuach nefesh situation. Don't write with a pen and paper, write on your computer. And if they don't need the printout to lift the Shabbos, print it out. If they need it in hard copy before Shabbos is over, ask someone else to press a button, print it out with the nochri. That's the way to handle these things. By the way, the people doing this all week long, not doing Shabbos. I think they call it a dragon, is that that's what it's called? The computer program, correct? You speak into it, gets used to your voice. Whatever I say, come out and print. They employ. Okay, so you speak into the dragon, and then someone else press a button and have it come out. And these are serious tips for those who are in the medical field who are involved in situations which are pikuach nefesh. You have to understand how to limit the prohibitions. It's much more lenient to use a computer, as long as you don't press the button to print it out, than to use a regular pen. This is, again, a very important nekuda, and everyone is aware of this, but it's something which is critical. Fine. That's what doctors should use. Now, again, what is miskayen? So some people want to suggest using invisible ink. I don't like it. Fading ink. The ink right now is okay. It's going to fade in 24 hours or less. And then I'll be able to recopy it after Shabbos. May stay too long, may stay too short, you'll get lost. They used to talk about it, so much pen or something like that. I'm more into the computers. Yes?
Is it true that Saban cookies consider Shlomo Sky?
Saban cookies? No, those are considered Shlomo Sky. Some say. Sure. Okay, about that. I want to do one more thing in these malachas before we get to the issue of secretion, which you have to talk about in some way. And there are three malachas which you have to define. Yes, three. The malachas are kosev, they are soveya. How do you distinguish kosev and soveya? Not a simple answer. And mochek. Mochek is soveya is kosev's cousin, and mochek is kosev's brother, if you will. Okay. Twin. So let's analyze these questions in some depth to see how you define these things precisely. Precision and definitions is very important. If you don't define precisely, you don't can you understand exactly what it's all about. Let's try. So this question is raised already by Sabir Halacha. Sabir Halacha, he wants to know what's what. Is a Yerushalmi. Someone is Tsar Tsura. The first one's Chai Mishim Kosev and the second Mishim Tzoveh. What does it mean? On a simple level, it means that the first fellow draws a coloring book. You still young enough to remember your coloring books? Days off. Coloring books. Yes, grand. Coloring book. So you take a red crayon and you fill in the outline that the printer printed in black. So the printer is a kosev, and the kid who's crayoning it in, he's a soveya. That's the Yerushalmi. That's the Yerushalmi. Okay? Fine. So we understand this intuitively, but in terms of a rigorous definition, how do you know what's the difference between one and the other? So the stipler suggests initially the following distinction. He says, soveya, painting makes a beautiful sight, and your sense of sight is pleased by seeing this beauty. That's what we call samhu soveya. However, if someone writes something, you're looking for the beauty, you need the knowledge. You write something on a piece of paper, now you have knowledge stored up. So knowledge, Rebosai, that's considered to be kosev. If it's just a matter of looks, that would be considered to be Tzoveya. Tzoveya. Problem is, you look at the post, they say, someone who is Roshem Kederech HaMetzayrim, the Easter of Kosev. Not talking about content, talking about just someone who's painting. In certain cases of Roshem, it's Chayim Mishim Kosev, even though it's not, there's no knowledge imparted, it's a matter of looks. So it comes to start with an altered definition. What are you accomplishing? Are you improving the item on which you painted? It's called Tzoveya. You paint the mural on the wall. Ooh, they have some here in Washington. Mural on the wall. So you're fundamentally, what are you doing? You are improving the wall. Now this wall is so beautiful. Before that, the wall was just plain. Ah, but it's so beautiful. So the whole point of Tzoveya is to enhance the wall, the background. When it comes to Kosev, no, you're interested in having letters, but you can't write in the air. What are you gonna write? Got these what do you call it? Helium operated lips, what do you call it? They write in the air, skywriting. Whatever they write, Happy Hanukkah out in the sky. But we can't do that. We have to have a surface. That surface simply serving the letters. Not what you're writing or drawing is serving the surface. That's called Tzoveya. But the surface serves what's written on it. That's called Kosev. The Rambam writes, Yechayev Amanas by Kosev, Amas Akalka Lesa'or, the Tosefta. Tosefta, Rav Osei says this, explaining that the whole purpose of Kosev is not to make the surface, to enhance the surface, but rather to convey certain information. See? The first to explain that someone is writing something. Hakosev lekalkel chayim. But even though it's sort of mekalkel the surface, right? So in certain cases you might be chayim. Something positive going on, but there's some kind of obligation in this case. It's Perikyu Beis and Tosefta Halacha Zayin, because the whole purpose of Kosev is simply to impart the information into this nation. And the Mefarshim explain it, that's how the title says, Ein Chiyuvo Al Mokom Malaksav Elo Alaksav Alaksav. Alaksav. Oh. Fine. The problem is, Rav Osei says, one problem left. That's Kocheles. Open to Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. Two different Gersos. Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph. All Gemara says, Kocheles Mishum Tzovas. Look on the sign. On the side. Kocheles Mishim Kosevitz. Whoopee. Could have different gears. What's Kocheles? One wants to describe Kocheles, Rav Osei. No one in this room will ever do it, I hope. What is it?
Eyeliner.
The blue eyeshadow. I hope that no person in this room should do it. I would call it a begadisha. It's a womanly activity. It's a gansa avoida. Oh, this eyeliner and this eyeshadow and this eye pencil and this eye. Oh, yes, what's going on? The eyes have it. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Okay, listen. It goes back. We're Talmudic Jews. They're one of us. I go to the bar. It says, go tell us. But there's a dispute. Who argues is so vast. On the side, it says, Ramos, it's called Sebes. It's Kosevis. But the question is, why is the Easter of Kosev? Wait a sec. You try to impart information? No! You're trying to beautify the skin. Trying to beautify the skin, that's what, it's a beauty product, forgive the expression. It's a beauty product. So beauty products should be tzoveya. Why is it considered to be in the category of kosei? That's the question. It's an excellent question. Excellent question. He has the following suggestion, again, according to this girsa. He says, tzoveya is when you want to show that this is the appearance of this particular item. When you write, you don't want the paper to be black. You're writing black on white. So kocheles, what are you doing? You are coloring part of the face to be considered to be blue. Do you want it to convey an appearance that the whole face is blue? Most of the blue in the face is called atzala. Right? So this is chas v'shalom. So no one to be blue in the face. Just you want to, just to somehow decorate a particular part of the face, and you don't want people to think that's your natural color. Something's wrong with you. Right? So you just it's decorative in this sense. That's why according to that girsa it would be considered to be koseves and not tzovas. When they painted these walls a few years ago, they painted that's what it looks like. It's painted. Not that your face is all blue. That's a possible distinction. That's the case of both sides. But my very srak al ponel. Makeup. Oh. They really want you to look that way. And even the lipstick. Oh, yeah, sure. I have these red lips. And then she's born that way. You know, in her dreams. Okay. But at least it's theoretical. There are some who are born with red lips. Oh, they're pretty, pretty. She has red lips. She has a perfect complexion. So when you put the makeup on, you know, you're trying to make believe as if you were born that way, you know, with that perfect complexion. Not that it's blue on the skin. It's skin color, or it's close to skin color. You look out there, fake tan. You look around. Everything's fake. You go into a machine, come out tanned. There's a lawsuit about it. You hear me? Crazy.
Very dangerous.
Huh?
Very dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody really hurt badly, but I want to look tan. You go in, you come out tan. Nichnas white, come out tan. You know, but you want to convey the impression that you were born that way. Whatever it may be. These are some of the considerations as far as what's considered to be kosev, what's considered to be tzoveya. It's not always good. We can write it two different yourselves. By kocheles, August is tzovas. Why? Because you're enhancing the surface, and something it's kosevis. Why? You don't want the whole surface to appear to that natural color, as the case may be. But we have left to do one more malacha before we get to the segregation discussion, and that is the malacha of mochek. What is mochek? I will say, fundamentally, what is mochek? What is it? What is mochek? I don't know. What's mochek? What is mochek? What is it? So Rabbi said, the Gemara, Ayin Hei Amid Beis, start with the Gemara, Ayin Hei Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Kosef Osachas Gedol, Eshem Kov Lech Lo Shtei Oshtayim Pop, Big Lens Pop. Mochak Os Gdola, Eshem Kov Lech Lo Shtayim, Chayom, Chove B'mochim B'kosei. An amazing Gemara. Take a look at the Rosh in Simen Tess. The Rosh Perek Zayin Simen Tess. Well, quick. Rush, Perek, Zion, Simon, Tess. Here we go. The Rush says as follows. What was in the Mishkan? You made a mistake in one Keresh. You erased it and put a different sign on the Keresh. V'yerosh en chayav ha-mechikas tishtush diyo. Afil lichtov kama osyos. That's the svar. Then he says, no, I found a tosef to perek yud beis. Nafla b'jo al sefer and b'choko. Shava al pinkos and b'choko. Yeshu komo k'e lichto shtei os es chayav. Tamala barlan. Yeshlo ma'ya tamada os shenichta b'tos. K'man the lesa danya. Iker Chiyuv Mishvil Machsheves Haksiva. The subsequent one. Even Tishtish Dionami. I says Up Mochak Os Gdola. Yeah, I did the Tony Kosov Osachas, but you don't have to write any letters. According to the Russian Maskon, what's the definition of the Melacha Mochek? It's preparing a service for a future Ksiva. Doesn't matter if you're erasing a letter, you're erasing Tishtish Dio, whatever you're getting rid of, Shava, it's all the same thing, according to Shita as Harosh in Perik Aleph Siman Tes. Not the way he thought at the beginning, that's his actual Maskon. That's his Maskon. Fine? If you look at the Prima Godin in Siman Shin Mem, Eish Lerom Zayin, it's Tzvei Dinim. One is this that we just had now, Mocha Mas Lechtov. But there's another din. What's the other din? Mochek Os. You erase a letter as long as you're not a Mekalkel. As long as you're not a Mekalkel, Rabbi Osai, you're Chayev immediately. Of course, the question becomes, where do you get Tzvei Dinim? What is Mochek? Is Mochek eliminating a letter, or is Mochek preparing it, the surface for writing? Which one is it? Which one is it? Not so simple. Not so simple. So, it's not Pashut at all. What the nature of the Malach is, could be the Tzvei Dinin. Two different halachas. One is preparing for ksiva. One is erasing a letter. Not preparing for ksiva. Question: the rice rabbanah, I'm an aslip, the loma aslip, I'm an aslip, kalgam, I'm an aslip, we spoke about that in previous halachas yesterday. This is all a bit complex. And after mina, Rabbi Osher, I should tell you right now, if something is kosev or tzoveh, as I said before, is there an isur of mochek? If it's kosev, it's an isur of mochek. Because we're assuming now for the moment that it's tzvei dinim. Aside from preparing a surface for a future ksiva, is an additional din of mechikas, something which is called ksav, mechikas ksav. So if something is considered to be ksav and you're mochik, it might be chayiv. That's a question. So Rosh Hashanah talks about it. Adkan, I have to leave myself enough time to go into the sugya of psik reisha. I'm going to try to finish that in the next 20 minutes. That's all we have. And I'm just give you up some highlights for tomorrow's year. Tomorrow's year we start at 20 to 11, Mitzvah Shem. And we will discuss Belineta, Soveya proper, all the details of Soveya. Then we'll start talking about Bona. Bona is the biggie. That's the biggie by far, far and away. Bona itself, for both sides, I can almost say, almost, that Shakul Bona can never call a malachas that we learned. Just almost. So we have to discuss it at some greater length. So Bona will start Mishim tomorrow, and then we'll go into Sunday with Bona. Probably take us into. It's a Monday, and again, the last Chazar Shir is Tuesday, and the Mechina is Thursday. If you can't take a Thursday for whatever reason, you have a second chance to take it the following Sunday. But after that, we have to sort of finish up. We can start the next two, the Torah Lishma. We're talking about hopefully about the Malach of Otsar, by Meir Yotz. That's the plan. Yeah.
That is a Mochi question.
Yeah.
I was at an esteemed friend's house for Shabbos.
Esteemed friend?
And,
okay.
And his mother served a dreidel cake. Does Rebbe think it's a problem to cut the dreidel cake?
The whole cake was in the shape of a dreidel?
Yeah.
I think the chazanish is cool applies. That's the tzur of the cake, is a dreidel. That's what I wanted to show you before, but we ate them a lot before I demonstrated the dreidel cookie. Now, I want to talk about psik reisha on both sides, and we're going to divide our discussion of psik reisha into two parts. The first is a fundamental hakira, two pshatim in psik reisha, and see if we can explain many things based on these two pshatim, okay? So, Rabosai will start a hakira in Seva Kovitz Shirim, Mesenta Ksubis, and Simon Yudches. So, see what comes up in the Ksubis, first paragraph. Many of you learned it. What's pshat that psik reisha is, in fact, awesome? The source is Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph among others. Abaye v'rov v'dam v'tavayu modu Rabbi Shimon v'psik reisha v'lo yomus. Even though there's a rule of Dov v'shen v'skav v'mut, and that's from Shimon's rule, he's modu in the case of psik reisha v'lo yomus that you would be awesome. Presumably you'd be chayev v'pshuta. And the question is why? He's what happened to the p'tur v'en v'skav? What happened to it? Disappeared in the thin air? It's a chakira. Chakir in mind. Rabbi Chanan phrases it this way. Is the pshat, since I'm doing action A, but I know, in my mind, I know, it's the idea of Barura, that B is going to result from A. Therefore, although I'm really mechaven only on A, the halacha considers to be mechaven on B as well. My kavanah is really for A, but since B is an inevitable outgrowth of A, I'm labeled as a kavanah mechaven on B as well as A. Is that the pshat? Well, no. No, no, no. You're mechaven only on A. But the Torah states that since B comes inevitably along with A, we view your kavanah as taka restricted to A. The Torah views A and B as one, right, called chad bayis, indivisible. Sounds like at first glance, like a theoretical, philosophical chakira. It's a difference. It's all the same thing. It's as us. No, says the Holy Rabbi Chanan, no, not at all. Nafkavino B, the machlekas, Yan Kupkimla, the big Tosis, Segregia, the Lone Nikole. The famous machlekas between Tosis and the Oroch. Tosis holds its Usr, Oroch holds its Mutter. What are they fighting about? Comes Rabbi Chanan and says, you know what they're fighting about? This Chakira. This Shaila, that's what they're fighting about. This Shaila. According to the Oroch, Segregia is labeled as a Mechavim. So a Mechavim, you have to be something which you want. If you couldn't care less about it, you'd call you a Mechavim. However, Tosfos argues with the Oroch. They say segregation means it's labeled as Chad Maisa. It's one action. So if it's one action, you want A. True, you don't care about B. You don't have to care about B. You don't have to care about A. The Torah throws B on you. That's Adkan Divrei Kovetz Shurim in Suba Siman Yud Ches. We have a problem over here, Rabbi Osayin. Our Tosfos suggests the last three lines of Tosfos Kuf Gimel of the Big Tosfos. Also, Tikkun Ruach of the removing the berries of the Hadassim to make kosher for Upper Minim. Kimo Bir Hanav Lo Hasel Medra Abonon Lo Gazu Chacham Shem Onen. Tosfos saying you sold, Rabbi Chavadid thinks a lot of it is sold. That Segregation Lo Nichle Medra Abonon is Mutter. We asked the question to repeat our terminology from last time. 0 + 0 = 0. What does that mean? Told up segregation of nichle by the rishis is in fact awesome. Segregation of the nichle by the rabbanans is also awesome. Segregation of the nichle by the rabbanans becomes both. How is that possible? 0 + 0 = 0. Let's first understand how would anyone say that segregation by the rabbanans is mutter? Why would a person say that? Where would he come to say such a thing? Well, why? So the Shulchan Aruch holds that way. It's in Shin Yud Aleph Sefalah. Seems to hold all segregation by the Rabbanans are in fact mutter. Even Nichale. Okay. The question is based on the sugyan the sefer Beitza. Different gears. So I'm not going to go into it right now. What's the lumbus? This is the lumbus Shashayla. What's the lumbus? Worship segregation be mutter by the Rabbanan. There's a general principle called Tikkun Rabbanan, Ke'ein Doraisa Tikkun. So we made the following suggestion based on our Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says the nature of Yisurim the Rabbanan is different than Doraisis. Doraisis is an action is hated by Hashem. It's prohibited action. When it comes to the Rabbanan, the action itself is innocuous. The reason why it's a problem, because Chazal told us, don't do it. You dare not rebel against Chazal, it's like rebelling against the king of Malka Rabbanim. For this reason, the Meshech Chochma says that the Nesivis preceded him. If someone eats an Isa de Rabbanim b'shogeg, doesn't eat kapar. God, you didn't do anything. If it's a Doraisa, it's inherently objectionable, even a shogeg is a kapar. But if it's the Rabbanim, that's not objectionable inherently. Just he's going against Chazal. He wasn't going against Chazal. He didn't know. This being the case, make the following suggestion. If I do action A, leads to B. If you're going to label B as a Mechavan, me as a Mechavan on B, the Rabbanans are like the Rises. But you're going to say the reason it's what's called Chad Maisa. Rabbosai, Chad Maisa is by Yisr Maisa. Not an Yisr Maisa at all. The Maisa is an innocent. It's the Merida Shabbat. So you cannot apply, according to this Truma Sadeshan and the Mechavish and Yudal Aleph, you cannot apply the reasoning of Psik Resha that comes to their abundance. Why not? Psik Resha is labeled as Chad Maisa. It's not a Nisa Maisa over here. It's a Nisa Merida of a different Chazal. You weren't knowing anything. They said, don't do B, I do better than A. I lead to B. That's not, don't look at me. I'm clean hands. We found a bigger Chiddush. This is a Chiddush of the Rabbonot. Or Sameach, same author, or Sameach writes in Hilchas Lulav that with respect to a Doraisa, you do a Malacha Doraisa straight, you're over an Aseh and a Lav. If you do a Psik Resha, you're over an Lav, not an Aseh. Chiddush Niflav and Noir Ad Mod. Rabbosai, there's a sheet in Ksubas Apeh which says, Psik Resha is Chayev, we call it Tarakula, but put them in a Korban. Also, with the rice, no Korban. How can that be? So Chaim Shmulevitz explains this Sefer and Gittin based on the Sora Sameach. You're not called a Mechaber. Alpidin is Chad Maiz. Very nice Alpidin. But if it comes to Korban Chad, says the post, La Asos! Don't give me this Alpidin story. You have to do an action with your own bare hands. This Alpidin is not up to Mechaim Yechadis. So this Sora Sameach is a bigger Chiddush, a Chiddush in the flow of Ad Ma'od, the rice. Essay, Chattis, I'm only talking at the level of the Rabbonim. There's an Iran at the level of the rice. The Iran says, there's no Isip Sik Resha when it comes to Yisuri Hano. Why not? Oh, that's exactly why not. It's not an Isomaisis. So we have a whole series of Nafkaminis for both sides. We'll maybe have a couple more coming. That if it's called Chad Maisa, on the one hand, it's more Chomer insofar as Sik Resha Deloni Chalek, as opposed to Mechav, which it's not. On the other hand, it's more Kal. A, by the Rabbonim, you can argue, because it's not Isomaisa. B, with the Kap de Chattas, no Chiv, because it's not Lassos proper. C, the Kamsano, right? Good. Let's stop here for the moment as far as Nafkaminas. They'll come to people one or two later. But Mele Rabbo Sam suggesting the following. My Pshantos Kuf Gimel. Psik Resha Lanita Rabban is not 0 plus 0 equals 1. It's a half plus a half equals 1. Psik Resha Lonichle is only labeled as a Chad Maisa, as we saw before, Rabbi Rabbanan. It's not called a Mechamin. Okay, so I'll anyway, because of Chad Maisa. We pass the both stone of the Chagira correct. The Rabbanans, we pass in his also. Ah, you can't say Chad Maisa. It's labeled as a Mechamin. So it comes out a very interesting chart. It's in your mind. Secretion, the Nichele, by the Rises, both stone are true. It's called Chad Maisa, called a Mechamin. Secretion, the Lo Nichele, by the Raisa, Rabbi Chana told us, it's not called a Mechamin, it's called Chad Maisa. Good, see, so it's us. Psik Resha the Nichle by the Rabbanans, Rabbosai, we're suggesting now, it's called a Mechaber. It's not called Chad Maisa. Psik Resha Lo Nichle by Rabbanan is neither. Lo Nichle means it's not called a Mechaber, as Abachana taught us. And Rabbanan means it's not called Chad Maisa, as we just explained based on Sameach. But man, it's nothing, it's what? That's my pshat here in Tosfos Kuf Gimel Aleph. I think that's a gevaldik pshat, explaining again why. Secretion of Lo Nichle is mutter according to this understanding. And other nafkaminis of the idea of Chad Maisa that we already had. And I want to give you two more nafkaminis, potential nafkaminis. One is Shabbos. Shabbos. Shitim Kubes and Ksumas, the same doctor, hey, suggests Secretion is also with the Raisa, with Shari Surim, also with the Rabbonin on Shabbos. Mr. Mechamin. It makes no sense whatsoever. It must be Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa works if all you need is a Maisa. But in Shabbos, in Melechas Machshavos, it doesn't rise to the level of Melechas Machshavos. This will explain to us, the same thing so, why according to the Rosh in 14th Perek, Psik Resha Lo Nichle is Mutter B'Shabbos, also B'Shari Sur. Also B'Shari Sur. How can that be? How can that be? Why should it be so? Melech Mashavis will say, Melech Mashavis we know is a poter, it's not a matir. The answer of both says as follows. Here on both sides we say like this. Easter Shabbos is because Melech Mashavis. Svaras Chad Maisa does not apply. Melech Psikration, Lo Nichle is mutter, it's like any other Dabba Shein of Iskav, which is mutter. It's Chazer again. By Shari Surin will say, Psik Resha, the Lo Nichle is Asur. Why? Because it's from Chad Maisa, Rabbi Chana said. When it comes to Shabbos, we don't apply Chad Maisa. But right from the Shita Beku Betzes, that it's Shari Surim Psik Resha, the Nichle. It's also the Raisa, but not the Shabbos, the Rabbonim. It comes to Loni Chalei, it'll be Osir the Rabbanan Bashar, will be Osir, we're suggesting. So eventually Loni Chalei will be Osir by Shar, Yisroel, because of Shar, of Chad Maisa. But the part of Shabbos, why not? We'll have to have Shabbos. You don't apply this for Avchad Maisa. All this Rabosai is fascinating. There's a discussion of Tzaras. I don't talk about the Tzaras issue right now. My last point for today is the Rambam Shita. What is the Rambam Shita with respect to this whole Pesach Reishis story? So if you look at the Svarim, they say it's a big fight to the Gedolei Hador. Rav Chaim held that the Rambam held like the Aruch, the whole Shtikl Torah and the Shabbos and the Chush of Chaim, Halevi. The Chaz Nishan says, no, he's wrong. He holds like the Baal Yatosis. The whole thing for the whole Shtikl Torah is wrong. So I went through two stages in my analysis of the Rambam. I want to share both of them with you. My first, which I thought for years, goes like this. Rabosai, the Rivosh, and the tremendous polemic which we saw on the board last time on the screen, oh wow, takes over him to one of his Talmidim, calls him all kinds of names. What did he do, this poor Talmud? Was Matt the combing here on Shabbos. What was the source? The Aruch! Segresh lo nichale. What's so terrible? Rabbi said, what's so terrible? This poor Talmud, that this Yanus. What's so terrible? So the Rivosh tells us, Sharat Tzion quotes it very briefly I think it's Simon Shin Gimel, the end, he quotes this concept that, you know what I called it? I called it a super psegration. What does super psegration mean? A typical psegration means I do A in a manner in which it's inevitable that B is going to result. Okay. I could have done A differently. I did A. That's psegration. Super psegration is the case. There's no way in the world for me to do A without doing B. It's impossible. Completely impossible. Says the Rivosh, in that kind of a case, which is common to hear, the Aruch is Mode, then it's us. What's the Lom? The Lom is the Rivosh. It's Meiridik with Ashtikal Torah. Why? If I do A, which leads to B, but I could have done A in a way which should not lead to B, so it takes away from the Svaram Chad Maisa. That's why the Aruch rejects Chad Maisa. He also says, as Rav Chaim explained. But if it's a super psegration, there's no way in the world to do A without B. Can't, it's impossible. And the Aruch is going to agree it's Chad Maisa. Hence, the Rivosh claims, super psegration, the Aruch agrees with everybody else. It's Usher, and therefore you call me here on Shabbos, you're a bad guy, even according to the Aruch. It's a super psegration. Ad kan divrei ha Rivosh. Fine. So now you want to move back to the Rambam. What does he hold? So Rabosai, the four cases in the Gemara, with the Gemara as an Ukimta, one is Ayan Kuf Gimel, one right in front of us. What does it say over here? Aizab Segresha. Lo Tzricha de Ka'ove Ba'ar de Chavre. That's over here. If you look back, you'll see Barzir Bezuye, skinning an animal, so you can do it with little tweezers. Then you have what we saw before in Tosfos Kikuv Gimel, Isle Shana Achriti. And there's a fourth one, and then our Girsin, the Gemara in Masechta Beitza, based on Sugya Shabbos Lamed Vav, Shabbos Mem Gil, based on Lamed Vav, you're putting a mat over a beehive, Isle Kavit. There's a window off to the side. The Rambam omits all four Ukimtas, left them out. So Pile Ploy, we just heard before about Pile Ploy. Billy Bloyd, and I'm left it all out. What's going on? So the Bekeva submission seems to say that the Rambam learns a new Vart. The Vart is explicit in Shulta Gibram here in Shabbos. It's in Rashi in Zvachim as well. That whole psegration is only us in the case of, back to our expression, super psegration. Only super psegration is us. Regular psegration is not a psegration, it's hetagum. Rashi says, you're pouring water, wine on the Mizbeah, since I could have done it with thin drops, I can even do it with thick drops. But man, all these four things are telling you, you could have done it in a way which would not be psegration. But man, it's supposed to do it in all cases, because not a super psegration. Oh. So therefore, my thought for many years was, Tamidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. I'm going to make Shalom to Reb Chaim and Chazanish. How can I do that? It's impossible. I'm going to bridge the gap. Reb Chaim is the Rambam like the Aruch. And Reb Chaim Shalom is against the Aruch. No kash. What kind of psikoresha are you talking about? You're talking about a psikoresha, which we call regular psikoresha. According to the Rambam, it's never psikoresha. Not even Nicholim. Hell am I. You're talking about what we call a super psikoresha. Oh, by a super psikoresha, the Aruch is more according to the Rivosh. That it's Osir, because it's the egregious of psikoresha, it's considered to be Chad Mais. Oh, I was so excited, I felt so good. I said, make Shalom, no room for Machlokas of Chaim Chazanish. Again, plain psikoresha is even it's Nichalei. Super psikoresha also called the Yorach, even it's Lol Nichalei. And there's no Machlokas for Machlokas. That's what I thought for years. Until I came across one word in the Rambam. One word. This one word of Osai is a word which is enough to send us into a tizzy. One word. Just one word. Rambam has as follows. In Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Aleph. Let's go quickly. Rambam said, one word. This word is, it's so powerful, as we see someone to take it out. What is it over here? This is all psikresha. Perek Aleph, Aloch Avav. What did he say? You took off the head, right? Bilvad Chayav. That Bilvad is a word which is so powerful. It's so powerful the Chazanish took it out. Took it out. It doesn't make any sense then. It can't work. If you ask me, and I've seen it in print, I didn't make it myself, Bilvad tells us not only does the Rambam hold like the Aruch, but he goes beyond the Aruch as the Rivash understood it. And he holds even what we call, because remember the Rambam only holds some super integration. So even the super psikoresha, the lo nichale, is mutter. That's he's the biggest maker, even more maker than the Yoruch Lefi Arivash. So just the chazah briefly. Ram holds quant Reb Chaim psikoresha lo nichale is mutter. Quant chazah holds psikoresha lo nichale is us. Oh, they're fighting. I wanted to answer by saying no, they're not fighting. But there's another Ramba left of the four kiptas. He holds that only super psikoresha is us, and the Rivash says. A super psikoresha, even the Aruch holds it, it's awesome. that was a beautiful answer. But the problem is, I don't think it's really true, based on the word Bilvad. Bilvad seems to teach us, according to the Rambam, even super psikoresha, Bilo Nichole, is mutter. It's called the enemy mutter, according to this, like the Talmud of the Rivash, that's the Bizyonis, and Rambam's on his side. We'll have to stop out of time. Tomorrow at 20 to 11, we begin the Sugyas of Tzoveya, and then we go into Bonim and see how it is Shmai.